Well, we're very excited about this new program that's in partnership that's been launched between PwC and the Melbourne Business School MURA program. The MURA program is an Indigenous business program. And the whole point behind this partnership is looking at ways to enhance capability, capacity within Indigenous businesses to support the growth of the Indigenous business community across Australia.
Well, the people who will be lucky to be selected, the winners, because they have to go through an application process, will get some support in terms of skills development and all that. And it's got a substantial financial figure behind it.
Definitely. So the winner has a lot to gain. Through this program, PwC is offering a $30,000 grant in which the business that wins will receive $30,000 worth of consulting support from PwC. The goal here to provide them with the type of assistance necessary to help them grow their business, develop their business models, perhaps do better financial planning. So it really can be a big boost for an Indigenous business looking to grow.
Yeah, and since this is skills training and expertise, who will run this? Will it be run through your university for the skills development and all that, or are service providers available as well to run the program?
So this specific partnership with PwC will provide them with $30,000 of PwC consulting, so they'll get access to some of the best consultants in Australia. And that'll be sort of for a very specific project. The MURA program is actually a bigger holistic offering. And this is a four and a half month program we run every year at the Melbourne Business School. And that starts March of 2017. We're currently taking applications for that as well. And in that, there's 6 master classes that entrepreneurs go through, focusing on specific areas of business development that we've developed through research on Indigenous businesses. So there's really 2 opportunities here. There's this wonderful opportunity with the PwC MURA program, that deadline being on the 15th of November, and this provides participants with $30,000 of consulting services. And then there's the broader MURA program, which also has a separate application process that'll start in March.
Yeah, and the MURA program is specific to Melbourne Business School, yeah?
Yes, it is. So it's taught by Melbourne Business School faculty, and it's held at the Melbourne Business School.
Tell us about this program, because we don't know much about this MURA program.
Well, the MURA program has been going on now for 5 years. It's, I think, a very innovative program that's been targeted towards Indigenous businesses. It's a national program. In fact, most of the alums of the program are actually not in Victoria, interestingly enough. We've been very successful getting businesses of all types around the country. The goal being to work with entrepreneurs to help them identify ways to grow their business. In doing so, that allows those businesses to generate wealth, community stability, community impact, and overall self-determination for Indigenous community. We've been very proud of that program. It's been recognized by several different organizations as one of the leading examples of ways to deal with innovative approaches towards enhancing Indigenous business.
I see that in your bio, you and your university specifically, you had an award for excellence in innovation in Indigenous higher education.
My co-founder of the program, Dr. Michelle Evans, and I were really proud to get that reward. It shows that there's a space for innovation here. It also shows just how important Indigenous business is to the well-being of Australia. And we're looking for ways to continue to push this forward. We think it's a very exciting opportunity. And we really encourage any of those Indigenous businesses looking to grow to reach out to us and to apply to the program.
Yeah. Coming back to the PwC and MURA initiative, it says that the Indigenous business sector is growing. What indicators can you give us? How is this growth being perceived, and what figures, what numbers can you put behind this growth?
Well, we know that there are several thousand Indigenous businesses. Some estimates have over 6,000 Indigenous businesses across the country. And for many people, they're surprised to hear that number. But it actually is an area of the economy that is growing. There have been several efforts recently by federal government and state governments to incentivize contracts with Indigenous businesses. This is something, I think, where we're just at the very beginning phases. We know there's a great hunger and thirst within the Indigenous community for more entrepreneurship. We've seen some businesses begin to take steps. What we're really hoping to see over the next 5 years is those big steps where you have Indigenous businesses that are really stepping out and becoming very large multinational organizations. And we think that this will be a huge component in shaping a host of outcomes in Indigenous communities. So you have a thriving Indigenous community. We have chambers of commerce, our Indigenous chambers of commerce that are popping up across the country that are being provide services for them. But we think there's an opportunity for a very big step to happen in the near future.
Having said that, recently I was covering a story about some of key accounting bodies who are just who've just developed a program to actually develop skills within the indigenous communities, because it appears that in Australia there is in CPA and chartered accountants, out of a membership of more than 10,000 people, there's only 32 indigenous certified and practicing accountants. This is a very, it's, I would say, even ridiculous. It's almost non-existent. Are you aware of that program? And
I am aware of, I'm aware of that number as yeah. well as the program. And this begins to speak to, I think, the bigger challenge. One of the things we focus on in our social impact center at the business school is how do we fix the talent pipeline? And in essence, when we look at this and we say, for a variety of reasons, the talent pipeline within the indigenous community as it pertains to business is not where it needs to be. And structurally and systematically, we have to rebuild that talent pipeline. And so the examples you're giving about these very small numbers, the unbelievably small numbers of chartered accountants within the indigenous community just speaks to the talent pipeline challenges of that domain. But I think it's also the case for entrepreneurship more broadly.